With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. and Israel have agreed to a two-week ceasefire with Iran, but as correspondent John Gambrill reports, it is raising a few questions.
Iran, the United States, and Israel say they have reached a temporary ceasefire in the war that swept across the Middle East, but there are big questions that still remain. Top of mind is the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf through which 20% of crude oil and natural gas passes in peacetime. Iran insists that its military is still going to control access through the strait, and we've heard from one diplomat that says Iran and Oman, whose territorial waters form the strait, would still be collecting fees from passing ships. This is a big departure from what it had been before. The world largely considers the strait an international waterway that should be free for all.
Speaking today at the Pentagon, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth also warned that the U.S. military is prepared to strike Iran again if the peace does not hold.
The War Department, for now, has done its part. We stand ready in the background to ensure Iran upholds every reasonable term.
Meantime, President Trump says the U.S. will work with Iran to, quote, dig up and remove its enriched uranium. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
On the heels of the ceasefire agreement, the president said there will be no enrichment of uranium by Iran. He wrote online that the U.S. would remove any nuclear dust from the bomb sites of last summer's military strikes. Retrieving the material could be very difficult, and it remains to be seen what the United States would do with any enriched uranium that is removed. The president also said his administration will be discussing tariff and sanctions relief with Iran. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the two-week ceasefire is offering some relief for investors on Wall Street, where the Dow is up 1,137 points. This is SRN News. A legal victory for religious freedom in the Lone Star State. Michael Harrington has a report.
A lawsuit filed by a mosque in Plano aimed at preventing street preaching has been dismissed. The Epic Islamic Center filed suit over members of Heritage Grace Community Church gathering on nearby public property to hand out gospel tracts and Bibles to people heading toward the mosque. The plaintiffs point out in court that they were set up 500 feet away from the Islamic Center with a strip mall between them and the building. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that Iowa can enforce a law that bars teachers from promoting the LGBT agenda to students in kindergarten through the sixth grade and bans some books in libraries and classrooms. The decision vacates a lower court judge's temporary block on the legislation while a lawsuit plays out. The measure was first approved by Republican majorities in the Iowa House and Senate back in 2023. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason now with a Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street is surging as oil prices plunge below $100 after the U.S. and Iran agreed to a two-week ceasefire that includes a reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Benchmark U.S. crude sank $18.43 to $94.52 per barrel. Brent crude, the international standard, dropped $15.54 to $93.73. Major U.S. airline stocks soared on the steep drop in oil prices. Delta and United jumped more than 12% pre-market, while American rose 10%. Delta Airlines is joining a growing list of U.S. carriers raising checked bag fees. The move comes as higher fuel costs ripple through the airline industry. Jet fuel is the second highest expense for airlines after labor costs. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.